style stretches and goes back and forth. You are dealing with a Buddha here. You're not dealing with a cowboy throwing a lasso and throwing it back and forth. You're dealing with a Buddha here. So wherever you go, the cloud stretches and never breaks. It's thin and fine. Its nature is wisdom. The nature of that cloud is wisdom, that stream. Wherever you go, be aware 24 hours a day that you are attached to Maitreya Buddha and JRMG is in your heart. Whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you taste, whatever you touch, whatever compliments you get, whatever gifts you get, don't think it's for you, offer it to JRMG. So if you eat nice things, good food, if you're a tantric practitioner, you eat and swallow and think it's going to JRMG. Don't think he's small and the big pizza goes and crushes him. Don't think in such a ridiculous way. We can think like that, danger. Just think that the food dissolves into light in your throat. You don't have to sit there and meditate at dinner. I mean, that's going too far. You just visualize the food turns into nectar and light, and it goes into JRMG's mouth. You have collective merits and dedicated that all beings in the future may have nourishment, that the spirit realms may become empty. Because your main suffering is food, not getting nourishment. Then whatever beautiful flowers you see, you pray that all sentient beings may have good environment. May the hells empty out. Whatever beautiful fans you feel, tactile feeling, don't think, oh, me, ha, 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 offer to charity. May all the hells cool down. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and unpleasantness. When you wear beautiful clothes, when you take a shower, don't take a shower out of desire, take a shower to offer charity. Although he does not need to be washed, you offer beautiful soap to him and beautiful water to him to collect merits to be free. He doesn't need those things you put on the altar. So whether you put offer JRMG things on the altar or you offer it to the visualization of him in your body, there is no difference. But don't make that a lazy excuse for not making offerings. Oh, I don't have to make offerings. I'm making offerings JRMG all the time. He's in me. Don't use that as an excuse to not make offerings. And then when you sleep in a nice comfortable bed with aircon, don't be attached. I want to be comfortable. If I can't sleep, it's aircon. You have to anyway sleep. You have to anyway take a bath. You have to anyway see nice things. You're going to listen to music. You're going to have to eat. You're going to have to shower. You might as well do all those mundane things or ordinary things by collecting merit. You're going to have to do it anyway, whether you think of this or not. So this is the practice of Tantra, not to show the practice out, but to do it secretly inside. You're going to shower. You're going to use soap. You're going to go out. You're going to go to restaurants. You're going to eat nice food. You're going to drink nice things. You're going to wear clean clothes. You're going to wear jewelry and ornaments. Do it by offering to JRMG. Don't do it out of attachment. And that's how you let go of attachment. That's how you slowly let go. So if you're going to put your necklace on, think, I offer this whole to JRMG. So all day long, 24 hours a day, you're offering things. Even you go out, it's cool and beautiful, you look at the stars, offer to JRMG. You eat food, you have to eat, offer to JRMG. Take a shower, offer to JRMG. Can you see what I'm saying now? Everything becomes an offering, nothing is an attachment. Nothing. So in fact, you are a walking altar. You're making offerings all day long to JRMG with every opportunity. I do that sometimes. When people take me out here and there, I offer to JRMG. So they can collect merits. When I go shopping, I see beautiful things, wonderful things. I can't buy everything and I don't want everything. I offer everything in the shops of JRMG. Lama Sobhan Rinpoche also teaches that. It's very powerful. You can transform ordinary activity into extraordinary activity. So you might as well eat, shower, wash, hang out in Akons, see nice things, go to Genting Highlands, have flowers, have pleasant things, and offer to JRMG. You get it? No attachment, and it's offered to a Buddha. Incredible. This is tantric practice without initiation, without commitment, and without danger. One important factor to remember, visualize JRMG and the string of cloud and the lotus as the nature of light. Like a rainbow, can see it but cannot touch it. That's the most important factor. If you don't do that, the only side effect you might have is you feel a slight heavy sensation, but the minute you visualize this light, it will go away immediately. Immediately, that's a guarantee. So there's no danger at all. Then, be aware of that stream every day. I'm not joking, every day. At the time of death, since you've been so used to focusing on that stream, At the time of death, don't think of your family, your wife, your husband, your children, your money, your wealth. You've been practicing offering everything to JRMG anyways, so you have let go of a lot of attachments. At the time of death, focus on the JRMG in your heart and leave with him. Your mind, as I gave the teachings on death a few days back, some of you were there, you'll recall, I'll give it again in the future, so I'll help you. That's why those basic teachings help tantric teachings. You visualize your mind or yourself leaving and you're going up the string. The string is being retracted back by Maitreya. Then you pop out of your mind, you are with Jeremy, you pop out of your mind and you ascend by that string to God in heaven. And when you do that, the next minute you wake up, no joke, you will be born from a lotus in front of Maitreya Buddha. That is called the practice of Pola. That is very secret, it is very profound, and none of you may teach that to others without my permission, with all due respect. I pass the lineage on to you today, orally, and that may not be written down, that may not be spoken without permission from the Guru. Everything else you may accept that last instruction. It is very powerful, it is very profound. So you will be able to do mind consciousness transference and take rebirth with that power by the power of Jeremy. That is called Poa, or consciousness transference, and it's very, very deep. So visualize that stream constantly, visualize Jeremy in your heart constantly, and visualize having awareness of Maitreya Buddha. Always, constantly. And that awareness itself will create merits to actually go there. Wouldn't it be wonderful to open your eyes and you're on Maitreya Heaven? No joke, it's possible. If it's not, we wouldn't have been taught by the Buddha, Manjushri. So, today was a very quick and very fast teaching on Jeremy. I would like to get even into more details when I get back the next time. We'll discuss with people. I need at least 3 to 4 days to explain all this to you again, but in more detail. It's the same teaching, but in more detail so you can understand more. And in fact, it's so profound, if we can hear it again, it will be wonderful. So, every day for now, whatever meditation I've taught you, do to the best of your ability. Just keep this as your main sadhana. If you do no other prayer, if you have no other prayers and you do just this, it's a complete teaching in itself, it's a complete practice. Try to obtain beautiful JRMG statues, JRMG images, for Christmas, for birthdays, for gifts, for graduation, give JRMG to people. I'm not joking. Print JRMGs. Make JRMGs. Talk about him. Become an ambassador of JRMG. Let's do a giraffe on JRMG. A giraffe kind of thing, a pyramid thing on JRMG. Spread your energy far and wide if you want to benefit people. Now that you have gotten a quick teaching, you know how beneficial, how easy, how fast. We didn't do any initiations, we didn't do any rituals, you didn't take any commitments, you didn't do any weird ceremonies, get weird names, you didn't run around doing anything weird, but you got one of the most profound teachings existing in this world. Without danger, without commitments, without transmission and empowerment. Incredible. And focus on a gentle, beautiful Buddha who's Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara, and Vajrapani. And if we can, this is for the committee, if we can have a beautiful picture of Manjushri, Kuan Yin, and Vajrapani, nice and small frame, and put in front, I put his Holiness Dalai picture in front of Tsongkhapa. You can remove that because we have a big one to put it here. In front, we should have a picture of Vajrapani Manjushri so that benefit the people coming here to visualize. Good superior pictures. Avalokiteshvara should be in the center, Manjushri should be on the left, and Vajrapani should be on the right. That's the way to place them. So we arrange that whenever you can. We have a lot. So it's incredible. You have Manjushri, Vajrapani, Kuan Yin, and Maitreya. Incredible, the benefits of Jeremy. Just incredible and unbelievable. And it's only 2 little pages. And look at all the lines and the big words in between. It's not even filled. Look at all the space in between. It's actually 1¼ page. What a bargain. How simple and easy. I used to say, if I get three free. Now you get 1, you get 4 free. And it's only 1¼ pages. Imagine that. And even the other half page has nothing to do with it. It's so simple and easy. Take out the big words and everything, it's actually 1 page. Yes. And it's so profound and so incredible. And just think, you've all been reciting this over and over and not knowing what's going on and what it is. Incredible. Please practice this practice. This is a sadhana, S-A-D-H-A-N-A, sadhana, which is a meditational manual or technique on a meditational deity. You should consider JRMT your main meditational practice, your main meditational deity. Main one, your yi dang. Yi dang, yi is mind, dang is the whole. The one that holds your mind from what? Going to the three lower realms. So he is your main yi dang or tutelary deity, your main practice, your main focus. Spread him, teach him to others, explain it to others when people are ready. Give images and statues to him. Help others to gain the benefits. Incredible, just incredible. So I'm going to end here because it's 12 o'clock. I give you my deepest apologies that it's been so late, but there's so much to teach, and there's so much to say, and there's so much to explain. And with my motor mouth, I still don't have enough time. So I'm sorry to make you guys suffer for so long. I don't mean it in that way, but I think at least for Dharma. And I did this out of the motivation that JRMT is so beneficial and so powerful and easy and no danger and no commitments and so short and great for the modern person. I did this with a pure motivation that all of us can do JRMT's practice as our main meditational deity. So imagine, study the Dharma, study the Lamrim, do prostrations, serve our teacher, help the Dharma centers, go get teachings, and focus on our main meditational deity. And collect merits. Our life is complete. Incredible, just incredible. So we should all try to obtain a statue of JRMT, as big as possible for our house. The bigger the better, no joke. And while our monk, the holy four sanghas are here, you're very lucky. They're here for until December, for sure. After that, we hope we can get them an extension. If you can get your statues now, they will bring it here. They will fill it in for you. Please contact the committee members. In this case, Mr. Ganeshan, to make an appointment with the monks. And they'll fill in the statues for you. You don't need to give them anything. It's free. Just supply the mantras, maybe at the Xerox, if you help them roll it or whatever. And have to fill it with incense. If possible, buy some precious objects, jewels, semi-precious jewels, and should be put in the head of JRMT representing the brain. And the statue can be filled with sutras. And then blessed and consecrated, dressed correctly, take into your house and put glass over it. The glass does not need a hole so that his blessings can come through. If there's no hole, no blessing. JRMT is more powerful than that little piece of glass. If you put a glass and there's a hole, it defeats the purpose because the dust will come in, so what's the point? So get a glass with no hole in the front, thank you. Just in case someone's thinking, can I put a hole? Or I've been asked that 50,000 times. Alright? Make sure it's covered because it's precious, it's beautiful. Dust will destroy it. It cannot destroy JRMT, but the representation, of course. So cover it well and do it well. Everyone try to obtain a beautiful statue of JRMT as much as possible. And one of our friends here, Mr. Lam, can help you in that. He's very good and he's excellent. You just say you're from Wisdom Center JRMT, you get a huge fat discount. He always give me a discount. But he's a very nice man and he's sincerely interested in promoting Dharma. He's just not a simple businessman. So we have someone here who can get it. It's excellent. And then if you want to get it quickly, no joke. Buy a few, save it for next year. Get it for Christmas, for Christmas gifts. Get your Christmas shopping done early. Why? I'm not joking. Because the monks are here. They can fill it and consecrate it for you. Statues should not be empty. If they're empty and kept on an altar, spirits can enter. So they should be filled and sealed properly and consecrated by your guru. So maybe we can have a lot of JRMTs and one day we can do a consecration ritual, bring all of you. Or I can do it in it doesn't matter. Try to do it now while the Holy Sangha are here, they can do a lot of things. This should be consecrated. And then the second thing is, anyone who wishes to have the honor to invite the Sangha to their house to do any type of pujas, while I'm in China, you have the great honor. If you wish to offer them Dana in the center, bring Dana here and offer to them, please do so. I'm not asking you this to save money for the center. I sincerely mean it by offering Dana to real Sangha members if you collect merit. Alright? So, clean vegetarian food is encouraged. Clean vegetarian food is encouraged for the Sangha. You can come and bring it and offer it here, leave it with whoever's here, and then dedicate it that in the future you may be able to become a very great Dharma practitioner like Sangha. And then if you wish, take them out, that's fine also, but please remember they are sangha. They're not always going out for social things, so on special occasions, they can go out and they can come back. Please don't take them to clubs, places where they drink, where there's bars and all that, because that's happening for no offense. Remember, they are sangha. It's not good for them to be walking by a bar and the guy saying, "Hey, is your name Charlie?" And then young girl's going to have to turn around, or jumbo to say, "No, I'm not Charlie." So please take them to respectful, clean, nice places. Don't take them to weird restaurants and all that stuff. Any food that's simple and clean from your heart is good enough. You don't have to take them to a Shangri-La or five stars. That's not the point. The point is to offer clean, nice vegetarian food to the sangha and to make offerings, like in Thailand, beautiful tradition of offering food to the sanghas every single day. And then if you want to for pujas, please schedule it. Please find out from Mr. Ganeshan in my months what you need for the particular pujas. Pujas that's recommended is Guru Puja in your house, which is beautiful. You should all at least get it done once by the monks over here. Do a Guru Puja, which is a puja to Jesong Baba. So what in that puja,
what's so funny?
So you ask them to do Guru Puja in your house, beautiful. You buy some biscuits, buy some offerings, and then you set out clear water offerings. That's it. If you like to have the honor, you may offer them a meal. You wish to give them a hang tao, you go with. It doesn't matter. The thing is, have the Holy Sangha come over, bless your house, bless your environment, and bless your place. And have them recite the Holy Word. So you can do a Guru Puja. We call it Lama Chiba or Guru Puja Tzol, La Tzol. Whatever you like, the committee people will know. And then it'll be very, very nice. And then you come, you bring the Sangha, you arrange the time, and you bring them back. I think it's an honor. Or you can do Tara Pujas for harmony. Or you can do Setra Pujas in your house. Setra, Tara, or Lama Zonghapa Puja, or all three. Not in one day, of course, it will be impossible. So that would be very nice, it would be an honor. It's not every day you can have real Sangha members come and do pujas. Alright? So tomorrow will be my last day here. I will start a short talk, and tomorrow will be really a short talk because I have to go and I have to pack. So, tomorrow will be a short talk on Zambala and its definitive meaning. And also we'll do a puja and ritual on Zambala. Sunday 33. Zambala puja, we already purchased the things for it. We'll do a one-to-one Zambala puja. Three finished by around dinner. And then we all go home and this crazy monk says, "See you later, no more talk midnight teachings." Again, my deepest apologies for it being so late. Please don't be upset. Don't think that it's like this all the time. It's just a rush thing. I thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much for joining. I thank you very much for the opportunity for me to collect merit and ordering in order to give you the holy and precious teachings on the incomparable master and Manjushri Buddha Tsongkhapa. And I pray and I dedicate the merits that everyone in this area, everyone in this country, and in fact in the 10 directions, Jeremji's teachings will spread, Jeremji's holy practice and his definitive meaning will spread into the world. And that all of you, whoever sees you, whoever touches you, whoever has a relationship with you, whoever has anything to do with you, may you also bless them, like Jeremji's ambassadors, for them to practice Jeremji's practice. And I pray that you will attain the final goal of enlightenment or reincarnation or rebirth into Jeremji's Tuchita heaven by his profound practice of Tawati. Alright? And then may all religious traditions live long and have prosperous, excellent, as a success. May the lamas have long life, excellent success. May all the religious traditions grow. May all the religious traditions that their temples and their synagogues and their mosques and their churches all grow. May the great religious teachers in the world all grow and expand. May there be complete peace and happiness. May we gain long life, health, and excellence. May all sentient beings have long life, health, and excellence in all our rebirths. May we be able to find the perfect guru, practice the Dharma, and become a fully enlightened Buddha. Please think like that. And in the end, may we gain full enlightenment. Yeah, yes, yeah. May we gain full enlightenment. Please think like that very strongly and very well. Although I am not qualified, and I'm just a big monkey on a throne, I will attempt to to pretend that I'm something, and I will place JRMG's hat on my head to represent. May JRMG's teachings spread into your hearts. This hat just arrived today, by the way. It was sent from Dharamsala. So when I was reading about JRMG's teaching, it just arrived today, this particular one. And this was made by His Holiness the Dalai Lama's personal tailor in Dharamsala. So it just arrived. I found it very auspicious, very, very nice, and it fits my head perfectly. So when I wear this hat, please think that JRMG's teachings will spread into the 10 directions.
Thank you.
Did her feet get tired? It's okay, Jenny. She wants to hear you. I'm tired. Then he asked if we do. The prerequisite is that it must be free of the 8 worthy motives. It must be free of the 8 worthy dharmas. If it is not free of the 8 worthy dharmas, it will not become a dharma action. Then when it's free of the 8 worldly dharmas, it does not become a Mahayana dharma action or dharma result. For it to become a Mahayana dharma result, we must have great compassion and we must think that we will do this action in order to benefit all sentient beings. So in order to benefit all sentient beings, then I will do this dharma action and I will free all sentient beings from suffering and unhappiness, then it becomes a Mahayana dharma action. So please have a distinct, remember the distinct difference. This is very, very important. Then, we have been talking about it for the last 4 days, and many, many faces here that's been here every day. But to go over it shortly, then, 8 motives must be avoided when we practice the Dharma. So, we are going to have a pop quiz now. So, all the time I talk, no fair, now you guys talk. So, there's 8 motives that Dharma practitioners must avoid if we're doing Dharma practice. So, one of them, Mr. Song, one of them, what 8 worldly motives we need to avoid when we're doing Dharma? To wish to get praise. Right? Second one, Mr. Chan. To feel happy when we are exalted. Ah, correct. Feel unhappy. Okay, to practice Dharma so that we're not avoiding insult. Opposite praise. You're very tricky, huh? You just say his opposite. Very good, very good. Actually, very good. Let me see. A third one, Mrs. Ma. A third one. You're sneaky. You're looking. I think we're back in school. Don't look. You're very sneaky. One mental block, sneaky.
To be unhappy if we didn't.
If we didn't what? Even looking cannot say what. You don't try looking all the time, I'm teaching, please.
To be happy if you receive any gifts.
Okay, to avoid the wish, no problem. To avoid the wish to receive gifts from Dharma practice. Alright? Let's see. Mr. Lai, the fourth one?
Be unhappy when we do not actually receive material things.
That's gifts. That's gifts, same thing. Now give me a new one.
For reputation.
Correct. Very, very, very good. To practice Dharma for the sake of getting good reputation. If we do that, then the Dharma action itself increases the wish to get Dharma action. Therefore, it doesn't become Dharma action. Right? That's number 5. Let me see. What's my next one? I'm looking for one particular one. I cannot see. Hiding somewhere. Mr. Poor! I found you. Wow! Now we're in the central room. There's a space between the lady and the setup and empty. You're inside very sneaky. When I say Mr. Poor, he jumped out. Okay, I'm looking all over. Where is my next victim? And Heidi, can you give me one more, please? We did 5.
To be happy when you are comfortable.
2. Do Dharma practice in order for comfort. Correct. Very, very good. Very, very good. All right, who's my next victim? We did 6, right? And 7. Let's see. Let's pick on someone who definitely cannot remember. Everybody looking down. How come? Let's pick on someone definitely who cannot remember it and will look ridiculous, and then we can make her a victim. Okay. Not fair. We won't be unfair. Mr. Awen. on his foot. He's hiding in his foot.
I saw all her.
Very sneaky, hiding behind Mrs. Chan. And then I noticed he scratched his face. You want mosquito coil? Come on, you get it. Even if you cannot remember, we try. This is how we learn.
The unhappy when it's salted.
When?
When it's salted.
When
it's salted.
Did we mention that one already?
Yeah.
Yes. Good try. Your other feet itching? Can you remember another one? What was the last statement? To practice Dharma? So I'll give you a hint. He said that one, then? I'll give you a hint. If he says black, you say white. Very good. To practice Dharma, to avoid being uncomfortable. That's eight, isn't it? Complete. So, this is how we learn. We have these pop quizzes very quick. Very, very good. Even if you cannot remember, it doesn't matter. No one can remember this in the first time. So we ask you to discuss and talk. That's how we remember the monasteries, the holy monks, their debate. The debate on the subject back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And they can remember very clearly and their minds become very sharp. The purpose of that is if you can remember it, then you will not, when you are about to do the action, you don't forget. And then also, when you ask questions, it's time for the teacher to get revenge. Yes, it's wonderful. And then you see the people getting Dharma getting nervous, sweating, avoiding, hiding, stretching parts of their body that all of a sudden feels itchy, or grabbing other people's Dharma books, many different things. Very good. Very, very good. Excellent. Excellent. That's the way. This way we learn. Very, very good. I'm very happy. So we should avoid Dharma. We should avoid Dharma practice with these eight motives. It's very, very important. We should remember that. If we cannot remember that, then whatever action we do only feeds or refeeds those motives. Alright? Let me see. So I won't go too much into motives again, because we've already done that. Since we've reiterated on the motives, please develop a good, wonderful motive for being here today, for making offerings, for doing prayers. Today is a Sunday, the weather is beautiful, we're all healthy, we're all well. Basically, things in our life are going okay. I mean, it cannot be perfect. If it's perfect, this cannot be planet Earth. So anyways, basically, everything okay. So we should rejoice that we can be together, make prayers together, and do good things together here. So this is very, very positive and very, very excellent. And I want to thank you all ahead for spending the Sunday afternoon here at Wisdom Center, where we can get together and do prayers for the benefit of others. Because this is very good work, virtuous work, honorable work, and work that brings good results. So before we actually do some chanting together, then please develop a good motivation. I will do the following chanting and prayers and ritual, and I will listen to the Dharma in order that I will receive the method on destroying the negative aspects of my mind that actually brings about negative action, the body, speech, and mind, that brings about the result of suffering. So may I be able to learn the methods for the annihilation or destruction of suffering for all mother sentient beings. And yesterday we had a good talk on mother sentient beings, so please remember that talk. For all mother sentient beings, may I be able to practice the Dharma, become a fully enlightened being to benefit them. So please think like that very strongly for just a few seconds. Explodes, this bomb benefits everyone. That bomb will explode into Buddha. A very, very important.
it's joint energy, and to focus our energy together. Usually our energy is focused on something like wealth, position, money, looks, appearance, fame, reputation, all the time. So these kind of thoughts bring us down. It doesn't bring us up. So now when we focus our energies on one thing, and that's very powerful, and then that one thing is something that benefits others, bodhicitta, or the wish to help others. Very important. Just like our second meditation asset, does not have to be long and grueling and make you suffer. And at the end of the meditation course, you go home and throw that monk's picture out because he's really made you suffer. Meditation can be short, can be sweet, but very powerful, just like now. So to have that meditational result, very important to receive the Dharma, to understand the Dharma, and to listen to the Dharma, which is what we've been doing for the last 4 days. So when you listen to the Dharma and you have that, so just now when I make one statement, make a good motivation. All of you know. All of you know now. Now every time, make a good motivation. You know. So 4 days of receiving Dharma regarding this subject, which is most crucial to any spiritual practice, the minute I say make a good motivation, you know. And then you yourselves, I will make a good motivation. Now you know. Although it's only one line, you can see it's so profound, it's so important, and it's the very criteria for Dharma practice. It's the very criteria. So this makes it Dharma or not Dharma. This makes it religious or not religious. And then as I explained to all of you people these few days, you are already making such an effort toward Dharma. You're already putting so much energy, so much time, so much effort, especially the committee members here, are here 24 hours a day, every single day, making such an effort toward the Dharma, and your hard-earned money, giving it toward the support of the center, your heart, and even more than money, time, which you can never get back, you have dedicated toward the Dharma. You must get the best results back. So if you do Dharma practice without the correct motivation, free of the 8 worldly motives, any effort that you put in, you get the result, but you do not get 100% back. So all of us would like to get 100% back of the effort we have given. So if your motivation is free of the 8 worldly motives, definitely you can get 100% back. If it's not free of the 8 worldly motives, how do you get 100% back? So you're already making the effort. You're all here. You have come. You have spent your precious Sunday afternoon here. Like that yesterday, day before. You're contributing. You're helping. You're praying. You're doing so much already. You have been doing so much. So you must get 100% maximum benefit from this. And the only way is to have a correct motive. That's why I always stress motive. I don't stress to say you have bad motive. No. I don't think people here have bad motive. I think that if we had motive that's not correct, it's from ignorance, it's from not knowing. No one has taught us the Dharma. No one has informed us. No one has let us know. We didn't know. It's not that we are bad. It's that we did not know. So that's the importance of supporting Dharma, supporting centers. Whatever center you belong to, wherever center you go to, wherever, whoever your guru is, that's the importance of supporting Dharma, Dharma activities, Dharma gurus, Sangha, Dharma centers. Even if you cannot get the full benefit, when you support, you are allowing other people to get the full benefit. Full benefit. So therefore, it's very, very important that we know how to get the full benefit from the time we have given to the Dharma. Even if it's 10, 15 minutes a day praying to Manjushri, praying to Tsongkhapa, praying to Baba in the morning, praying to Sangha. Even if it's 10 minutes, because it's only 10 or 15 minutes, because it's only a half hour, within 24 hours, most of our activity, 98%, is toward worldly things that bring worldly results. So most of the activities we are doing, with all respect to all of you, no offense intended, are toward worldly things. And these worldly things only bring results for this life. Every single action that you're doing only bring results for this life. Yet, we spend our whole life preparing. When we die, we go unprepared. Completely unprepared. So how? Whole life you have spent preparing. Whole life. Preparing for what? Then at the time of death, you actually go unprepared. No offense intended, please. You prepare whole life. You can, if you were to put one name on your life, you would call it preparation. But what are you preparing for? What are you preparing for your whole life? You're preparing to eat, you're preparing to save money, you're preparing for old age, you're preparing for comfort, you're preparing for needs. You're always doing preparation. Your whole time and energy, 24 hours a day, is a never-ending preparation for something. Okay, you prepare your kids for school, they grow up, they go to college, you're still preparing. Preparing for what? And everything you do brings results only for this life, and all the preparation that you have done, 98% of your time and your life is for this life. So think about it. And then within that 98%, it says in the Dharma text, half of it is basically spent sleeping. The other half is working, watching television, going for entertainment, eating, quarreling, saving your money, and that's it. So think about it. And your whole life is spent preparing. When you actually die, when you go, everything that you have prepared for is left behind. Every single item is left behind. So what is this preparation? What is this preparation that we are doing? What is the preparation? You think about it. So, since we are only doing 10 or 15 minutes or 20 minutes of Dharma practice a day, real Dharma practice, whether it's chanting, or it's praying, or it's meditation, or offering, since we're doing so little a day, it is even more vital that those 10, 15, 20 minutes or half hour is spent correctly and you get the full benefits. Because if you are practicing Dharma 24 hours a day and you slip up 10, 15 minutes and you don't have a good motive, it's all right. But the very fact that most of your time is spent on other things besides Dharma, and the time that you actually spend on Dharma is so small. In fact, you have to make sure those 10, 15 minutes or a half hour that you spend is really bringing the result it potentially can. So you should definitely practice the Dharma during those 10, 15, 20 minutes even more because of the fact you don't have time. So we always make the excuse that we can only do 10, 15 minutes because we don't have time. The 10, 15 minutes we do it falling asleep, we do it thinking about what we're going to do tomorrow, we do it chanting while we're thinking about our plans, about our boyfriend, about our girlfriends, about where we're going to go eat, about dinner, about lunch. Even when we're chanting, when we're reciting prayers, when we're meditating, you know what we're meditating on. You know that. When you check into your mind what you're meditating on from years of conditioning, when you actually recite and do prayers, what are you meditating on? You think. So, that's why when we do so short of prayers, it's even more urgent. It's even more important. It's even more crucial that we spend those 10 to 15 minutes doing it well. As I said, if we're doing it for 24 hours a day, every day, alright, 1 hour, 2 hour, we don't do it too well, we just recite mantras and think about cheesecake, it's okay, right? Because you're doing 22 hours, 23 hours, it's alright. If for 22, 23 hours you're doing correct meditation and deep and you're concentrating well, then for 1, 2 hours, yes, you can think about your girlfriend, you can think about your boyfriend, blah, 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 on and on. You can think about the beach, you can think about going out, you can think about restaurants. You can visualize yourself walking around outside in a nice park. You can visualize you pour water on Zambala, it gives you lots of money. You can visualize whatever you like, right? Anything you like. But since 22, 23 hours of the day, and that includes me, we are not doing Dharma. So when we actually do it, don't you think that it should be done to the best of your ability? And whether it becomes the best of your ability or not is dependent on motivation. So therefore, motivation is extremely crucial. Therefore, the motive should be free of the 8 worldly concerns. And on top of that, as we talked about, the kindness of the mother in relation to all sentient beings, we must do all practices with the motive of mother sentient beings. And then the action that we do with that motive, and then concentrate, praying, meditating, etc., will bring wonderful results even in this life. So I stress this point not because it's my favorite point, but it is my favorite point because it's the most crucial point of Dharma practice. So since all of you have taken so much energy and time and have devoted yourselves so much to Dharma, and even especially the committee members, the subcommittee members who come here and help and work so hard cleaning, sweeping, maintaining, opening the door, locking the door, they're the first to come, they're the last to leave, they turn on the lights, they pay the bills, they fund for sources to pay the bills, they provide the transport for the Sangha, they do the shopping, they provide the food for the place, they sweep up. I mean, this place is clean, it's beautiful, it's well done, it's maintained, through the kindness of the committee members, so that we can have this opportunity. So every single person here who receives the Dharma merits will also go for the committee members who are involved. So therefore, since most of us, like myself, only do very little practice every day, but for people who do more practice, who have the time and energy, who have the will, mostly it's the will, like committee members, then you should get the most out of all the time you have given into it. And that is good motivation, without attachment and expectation of any type of returns. Without expectation or attachment to any type of returns. Even the return that other people will receive the Dharma and become enlightened, even free of that attachment. Any attachment is attachment. You simply work, you simply do it, and you simply focus on mother sentient beings. Kuan Yin Lang, who reincarnates into this world again and again and again, and sheds tears for us again and again and again, if she was to stop working because of the disappointments that she had to experience, she would have stopped working aeons ago. So since she can endure so much, and we respect her so much, and we pray to her so much, the very thing that we're praying to is not Kuan Yin as a deity, the energy, the meaning, and the effort that she embodies. And we respect and we love her for the energy and the qualities that she embodies, and we're praying and we bow and we offer incense to those qualities. Therefore, we must try to develop those qualities. So to work, Kuan Yin works without attachment. So we should work toward the Dharma, Dharma centers, Dharma places, without any type of attachment. We should practice the Dharma without attachment. So therefore, the focus is mother sentient beings. Very, very important. So please think, I will do Dharma work for the sake of all mother sentient beings. I will engage in today's prayers, chanting, meditations, and puja, chitamala, for the sake of all sentient beings. May all sentient beings be free from illusion and delusion. May they be free from the negative results of their karma. May I be able to endure their pain. May I be able to endure their suffering. May my good merits go to them. May their negative sufferings and unhappiness come to me. May I happily endure their sufferings. May I happily endure their sufferings. May I happily endure their sufferings. May I happily endure suffering for them. May I become a fully enlightened Buddha in order to even endure more for them. For this reason, I will engage in my practice. So please think like that while we do the following chanting together with your wisdom prayer books. Right? Then in the monasteries, we have a Pumze. And Pumze is the lead chanter. So he's the one that chants and leads the group in chanting. So that's very, very important. So I asked Mr. Alam to be the lead chanter today. Every week we switch, all right? So, and you have to chant in Tibetan perfectly. We do it in English. First we take refuge after the 4 immeasurables. After the 4 immeasurables, we do 8 verses of mind training. And then after that, we do jerarchy, and then we start to talk, right?
Never be separated from sorrowless bliss. May all sentient beings Lord,
Show you shortly for auspicious reasons. If you don't know at this time, do the whole chant, don't sit there.